Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sunday, the Chiefs, the Ravens, Siteman Cancer Center game time, 3:25.
Siteman Cancer Center, national leaders in cancer.
Hear all the action from Arrowhead on 97.1 FM Talk.
Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah.
Kansas City Chiefs are 1-2. The Baltimore Ravens are 1-2, and the two of them are playing Sunday afternoon, 3:25 is the kickoff, and usually we have the games here on 104.1 FM KMOX, Kansas City Chiefs games, unless Cardinals baseball is happening, and it is. The final game of the season for the Cardinals happens Sunday, so this game, Chiefs-Ravens, will be on our sister station, 97.1 FM. We are joined now by Danan Hughes, radio analyst. He'll be on that call, and he's also a former wide receiver for the Chiefs, and he joins us now on KMOX. Good morning, Danan. You ready for Sunday?
Yeah, I'm ready. I'm glad that Amy's back. She's been slacking off, laying out in Colorado, I hear, on vacation, and like, she's gracing me with her presence today.
Yeah.
I mean,
that's how she
I'm
sees it, too.
I'm just excited about that. Mean, gosh, I feel really special today. Yeah. It's a special Friday.
Danan, you're welcome.
Yeah. See? Just like I told you.
I missed you. It almost ruined my vacation, Danan, that I missed talking to you. That was the only downside of being in Colorado.
Danan, Amy likes to use big words. You ever heard patronizing? You ever heard that one?
Yes, I have. Yes.
It's when you go to a restaurant, isn't it?
Yes. And you tip 20%.
Yep.
All right, Danan, both of these teams, this is, I don't think most people would have assumed that when the Ravens and Chiefs met up in week four, that they would both be 1-2. It's kind of crazy that they are, I think.
Yeah, this is definitely uncharted territory, not just for us, but for them and how we got to this point. I can say there's probably equal frustration on both sides and losing close games and how those games were lost. If there's an excuse to be made, I guess we have the edge on that just because we're down our top two receivers for all three games and still figured out a way to squeak out one win while they have their, you know, big, mighty running back that has fumbled away two of their games. So with all that being said, I don't know if it's a must-win situation for either team, but it's definitely a necessary win situation for each team. Nobody wants to go 1-3 in the first quarter of the season.
Yeah, Danan, what kind of impact does that have on a locker room if you're 1-3 versus 2-2?
I think it depends. I think it depends on what's the gauntlet of teams that you have coming up. What's the state of the rest of your division? Because we all know the recipe for success, especially getting to the Super Bowl, is first winning your division, which we've done 9 straight times. So for us, maybe it's a little more pressing because you have a Chargers team that's 3-0 that has a relatively easy schedule coming up, and most people would say they should be 5-6, maybe even 7-0 before they face somebody that could give them their first loss. Denver's a team that's playing well, especially defensively, even though they figured out a way to lose last week against the Colts. And the Chargers have the tiebreaker against us so far. So, yeah, it depends. Now, conversely, the Baltimore Ravens, they're probably sitting a little bit better if they're 1-3 because of the nature of the Cincinnati Bengals, the Cleveland Browns in that division, and there's still question marks with the Pittsburgh Steelers. So, you know, as of now, if the Ravens lose this game, you can look maybe at the end of the season and probably still say the AFC North winner could be a 10-7 team. It might be just like that. It might only have one team that goes to the playoffs, and it might be the team that wins that division. While within our division, there might be three teams that make the playoffs. We've seen that happen before. So as far as pressing wins, I'd say for us, based on what the other teams are doing in our division, it's probably more pressing to get this W.
So I have always heard people say rule of thumb is that the first 4 weeks of the season, while the games count, as far as assessing what teams are, it's really, you kind of want to throw those out a bit, and that teams really start to settle in by week 5, 6, 7 from there. So kind of what they start doing from week 5 on is more true to who they are. Do you think that is that a real statement? Is that true?
Oh, absolutely. I think every team has identity issues until you get through the first quarter of the season. And I grew up in the NFL with Marty Schottenheimer, and it's kind of been the same kind of mantra for all coaches, is that you want to go game by game, but at the same time, you want to break the season into quarters. Now, obviously, mathematically, that was easier when we had 16 games. Now we have 17, but you still consider the first 4 games the quarter of the season. Okay, are you winning each quarter like in a game? And to go 1-3 definitely puts you behind the 8-ball. But at the same time, it is still early in the season. You're still trying to figure out who you are as a team, regardless of what you came into the season thinking. And this team right now, the identity is the defense. I mean, because of where we are right now at 1-2, we're 2 scores away from being 3-0. But the defense has been understated in regards to how they've been able to work and keep us in games and put us in position to win. You give up 9 points on the road against a Giants team that had put up 37 points the week before. And you were able to kind of cut down the damage against the defending Super Bowl champs at your home opener. Like, those are big accomplishments, and that might be the identity of this team. And let's remember, when our identity was strong defense, we won 2 straight Super Bowls. So it's not uncharacteristic to think that even with Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce, that we can have a defense-led team that can get us where we need to go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah, you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, because if you do look at the Chiefs, understanding it's only been 3 games, but their points per game, yards per game, and yards per play are all the lowest that the team has produced since Mahomes' first season. Is that just because the sample size is small, or is that the new trend for this offense this year?
It might be the new trend. I mean, we just started getting turnovers. To think that they're putting up those numbers, and we just got our first 2 turnovers in this last game. We went the first 2 games of the season and didn't force a turnover in either game. And had we done that, we might be sitting 3-0. So that's how small the margin is between wins and losses. But if you think back to early on in, even going back to Andy Reid's early tenure here with Alex Smith, what were we begging for? Defense. Defense, just help us out. Andy Reid's going to come up with formula offensively that's going to help us. Just defense, help us out. And then we started getting the defense. After Bob Sutton was let go and we brought in Steve Spagnuolo, the defense really picked up. And then with Patrick Mahomes, we just said, hey, just be a top 15. Just be in the top half of the NFL, and we will be where we need to be. And that's exactly what's been happening over the course of this stretch. So, yeah, it might be a small sample size because we've only played three games, but I think it's going to be par for the course for the rest of this season, is that the defense is going to have to step up. And if they are top 16 defense, God forbid they're a top 10 defense, watch out for every opponent that we face.
Well, speaking of turnovers, Baltimore has given up some late game turnovers this season, which could be a concern for them.
Yeah, and uncharacteristic. Derrick Henry has been a guy that has taken care of the football, although he has had a stretch. I want to say it was back in 2022, maybe 2023, where he had three straight games where he fumbled the ball. Now, in those situations, unlike now, he has put his team in a position to lose these games against the Lions this past week. And so I'm sure he's going to come out with something to grind, something, you know, some kind of extra edge, a chip on his shoulder, because he wants to prove that he hasn't lost it. And we have to kind of strike where he's weak. And going into a game, the game is so fast, the game is so physical, that you can't go in there thinking, I hope I don't fumble, or thinking about fumbling. Because guess what happens? You fumble, and that'll be a good thing for us.
Hey,
we just got something to prove in this game, and I'm sure they do too.
Danon, I am sorry to tell you this, but I don't want to lie to you. We did our no prize pick, and we do a pick 'em challenge every week, and we just pick winners of the games. And Amy made me pick Baltimore to win Sunday. And I went along with her because I'm a good teammate and I care about her. So I had to pick Baltimore. I didn't want to. I said, no, Amy, it's got to be the Chiefs. The Chiefs are going to win Sunday. And she said, no, you don't want to do that.
Here's why. Because I've...
I just wanted you to know that.
Because when I was in town, I picked the Chiefs, and that's when they lost. So I felt like if I want them to win, I have to pick against them so that they win. It was really taking one for the team. It was sacrificial, really, when you think about it.
See, this is what's wrong with our society right now. We got people go on vacations and they have too many mimosas and Bloody Marys, and then they come back and they make frivolous picks and... That's why we can't get nowhere. This is the epitome.
Look, I just want both teams to have fun.
No.
That's what I want.
Yeah.
Is that too much to ask?
It is, Ronch.
And there's going to be a big trophy and a little trophy given out right after the game. Okay. And Patrick Mahomes and Derrick Henry are going to meet at the middle of the field and sing Kumbaya. That's what it's all about.
That's right.
Well,
that's
see, right. And how in the world does that jive with hitting them in the face?
I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, okay. Tell us.
Because against the Ravens this week at about 3:25 Central Time, we got to hit them in the mouth!
Yeah. Let's go!
Let's go!
Let's go, Danon!
You got my juices going now. I'm ready. This is going to be a boring Friday. Now I'm ready to go.
It's not never a boring Friday with Amy and me.
Oh, he called us frivolous
good
and
answer.
Boring.
Good answer. I was setting you up. I was setting you up just to see if you were going to finish that sentence off right, and you did it.
Yeah.
We're back as a community. We're back as a society. Let's go!
Let's go!
You know what? Danon, I'm changing my pick.
Retroactively.
It's too late.
There
I can't.
You go.
It's already booked. I can't do it. Can't do it. Hey, it's too late now.
Just when I thought.
I don't want to be.
We were heading in the right direction.
I just don't want to be a cheater. I played the game already. I can't go back on it. You know what I mean?
Huh. I don't know. I mean, Dana, he's a Bears fan.
You're not trying. If you're not cheating, you're not trying.
Hey, what do you? That's right. Hey, how's Caleb look to you?
Oh my gosh, the Bears fan.
Oh, Caleb Williams.
Yeah.
Oh, you're a Bears fan. Actually, he looked pretty good last week, didn't he?
Right. Yeah, he sure did. Cowboys stink, but
got a W.
Yeah.
Well,
anytime you can beat the Cowboys, anybody that beats the Cowboys, I am a fan of. So I'm a fan of Caleb Williams this week. Who do the Bears have this week?
Oakland. Vegas. They play the Raiders same time as the Chiefs, Ravens.
Okay. So we want to cheer for the Bears again.
Yes.
To beat the Las Vegas Raiders.
That helps you out.
Yeah, I'll be a fan of Caleb Williams for 2 weeks in a row.
You know what? I'm gonna be a Chiefs fan then too on Sunday, just for you.
Don't try to clean it up now.
Yeah, it's too late. No one likes groveling, Ron.
I'm not groveling. I'm appeasing. I'm appeasing my friend Danan.
You are patronizing.
Whoa!
You're patronizing.
You know what that's called? A callback.
Yeah, this guy's
great
good.
Job.
There you go.
This guy Danan, is good.
Danan, you're the best. We love you, man. Have fun on the call. Enjoy the game on Sunday, and we'll talk to you next week.
Hit him in the mouth.
Hit him in the mouth. Go Chiefs.
See you, Danan.
All right, take care.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.